Last fall, President Bush gave a speech about patriotism and education. He said young Americans need to know the great cause of America and why this country is worth fighting for.
The principles we hold are the hope of all mankind. When children are given the real history of America, they will also learn to love America.
But what does it mean to love America? It's a debate that gets sharper during a time of war when students in history class might ask pointed questions about current events. As part of a series of reports, NPR's Madeline Brand visited two schools to learn how different teachers talk about patriotism, loyalty, and war.
In Concord, Massachusetts, on a snowy afternoon, 13-year-olds are being asked to think about something they say every day, something they probably don't think much about, the Pledge of Allegiance. Teacher Doc Miller begins the class armed with a dictionary definition.
I looked up the word allegiance. It said the duty of being loyal to one's ruler, country, etc. Duty, loyal.
Miller turns to face the class and pauses to let those two words sink in. He's been teaching 8th grade American history for about 30 years. He wears a tie and sneakers, and he actually works up a sweat as he bounds around the room.
Is that ringing with you? Is that getting you thinking?
He pauses in mid-sentence to add another dictionary definition for his students to ponder, this time the word patriotic.
Listen to this one. A patriot is one who loves, supports, and defends one's country. Defends one's country! Isn't that what we're about if we go to war with Iraq? And maybe it is. And this definition says, bang, defend your country. If you want to be a patriot, I don't know. I'm putting out questions.
Miller says he tries hard not to tell his students what to think. He wants them to learn from each other. And he says he's trying to live up to a motto he's posted in big letters on the wall behind him. Look deeply.
Are you an American citizen?
Yes.
Do you feel loyal to your country?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
That I would stand by it in most of its decisions.
Hear what she said?
Until Vietnam and Watergate, there wasn't much debate over what version of history was taught in the U.S. You studied the great documents, the great leaders, and the great battles, in the process, absorbing how great America was. But the culture wars of the 1980s and 90s shook everything up. In Doc Miller's class, students like Elise Terry now wrestle with different visions of what America is about.
I think especially like post-September 11th, in America, there's this big push to be patriotic, and we are the greatest, so it's confusing about which side to lean toward.
Boy, I see a real dilemma. It's like, support your country, but you have freedom to dissent. I mean, Kimmy jumped in and said, yeah, you support your country in a time of war.
Well, I would.
Yeah. But you shouldn't follow your country blindly.
No, I'm not, though. I would say if we were in a war that I respected, then I would respect our soldiers and I would support them.
Respecting soldiers is different than respecting the government for going to war.
Should you always just then support your soldiers, your men, your young men and women out there defending the country?
It depends.
On what?
On what you're fighting for.
And while most of these students say they are patriotic, some say they are uncomfortable with the good guy, bad guy scenario that President Bush has painted regarding Iraq.
I'm just going to go back to something Maddie said about we and they, and she said that we don't trust them, but they don't trust us. They think that we're the bad one. They think that we're evil.
Okay, so we ought to try to look at it through other eyes, besides just American eyes.
Doc Miller tells his students that many people think Saddam Hussein has done evil things, but he doesn't tell them what he thinks, and he refuses to make a moral judgment. That's not the case in another classroom in another state, hundreds of miles from Concord.
Okay, real quick. This week, as we started out the week, we talked about your essays and what makes America great.
Joe Trentacosta also teaches 8th grade history in the rural town of West Milford, New Jersey, at the Macapin Middle School. He's also talking to his students about patriotism and what's going on with Iraq.
Some of us are getting the picture that the United States is using our military force to attack and destroy. In the war in Afghanistan, what did we do almost immediately after bombing certain strategic points in Afghanistan? What then did we drop?
Food.
Now, what value system makes us do something of that nature?
The classroom looks more traditional than Doc Miller's. The desks all face front. There's a big American flag hanging in the corner. Trentacosta says it's important to let his students debate and discuss big ideas like patriotism to a point. While he says they can feel free to have differing opinions, he doesn't shy away from giving them his opinion that America is morally superior to other countries.
The question I have is, I'm going to give you an analogy. Well, let's say you're playing on a team, you know, call it baseball, right? but you have the best player on the team. What do you expect from that best player?
To win the game for you.
Okay, that's the guy you go to. That's the go-to guy. So what am I getting at here with our stance as Americans?
Like, America as a whole needs to, like, set a standard for the rest of the world, like, be the role model that countries look up to.
I think in this country what you'll find is that since Woodrow Wilson in, you know, the early 1900s, that we as a nation are the best on the team. Does that mean using military force? That's up to you. But I think we are a leader in the world through our values, through our belief in freedom.
Trent Acosta says his students may not be receiving patriotic values at home, and so that responsibility falls to him. But at least one student feels this type of instruction isn't necessary. Gabrielle Stitt is wearing a gray sweatshirt with an American flag. She says she doesn't need to be taught to love her country.
I mean, learning about patriotism might not help you be a patriot. You almost go with like an instinct, you know, I got to protect my family, my country. So just defending what you think is right, you don't need to learn about that. You have to do it.
In Gabrielle's town, West Milford, New Jersey, September 11th still looms large. They're just an hour's drive from Lower Manhattan, and an entire wall of Trent Acosta's classroom is given over to the students' drawings of World Trade Center memorials. 9/11 was also felt keenly at the Concord Middle School in Massachusetts.
Boy, you're really hitting a chord with me. I just remember personally, that day after September 11th.
History teacher Doc Miller pauses in the middle of his debate on what it means to be a patriotic citizen to remember how he and his students reacted then.
I remember saying, let's say the pledge now, and I said, I think it'll mean more for all of us than it ever has before. And man, did it. I mean, the class was like silent. Everybody said it with such respect.
There wasn't much question about what the word allegiance meant then. But now, in this classroom, with war looming, there is. Miller seems to embrace that ambiguity when he returns to the definition he wrote on the chalkboard at the beginning of class. Allegiance, he asks, what is allegiance?
In the morning, we say the pledge. We say to our country, with liberty and justice for all.
Right.
Is that true? Do we have liberty and justice for all?
No.
Well, then what the heck are you doing a pledge for? Go, Catherine.
Because you want to be loyal to the ideal and to the idea that that's sort of your goal.
We're trying to move in that direction.
Right.
Yeah.
This was the first time these students really debated what it means to be patriotic. One girl says that outside the classroom, patriotic symbols are everywhere, on TV, in ads, on bumper stickers. You grow up, she says, being taught America is the greatest. So class for her is a relief, a place where she can really think about what the flags and the United We Stand slogans mean, and then decide for herself what she believes. Madeline Brand, NPR News.
Tomorrow, two scholars debate what a teacher's role should be during a time of war. Previous reports in this series are at npr.org.